Here's another Christmas tradition. Families from Latino communities in the Texas cities of Houston, Lubbock, and San Antonio have been looking out for him for weeks. He is Pancho Claus. He's become a treasured holiday tradition. Elizabeth Troval has a story of the man who's brought a distinctly Chicano flair to the role of Saint Nick.
Generations of Houstonians know when you hear the rumble of his lowrider, Pancho Claus must be close by. In a red zoot suit and fedora, Pancho Claus makes his grand appearance in his 1972 Cadillac Eldorado. At Houston's George R. Brown Convention Center, he throws toys out into bleachers full of 2,000 school children before taking the stage. Richard Reyes has embodied Pancho Claus for nearly 40 years. It goes back to a tragedy in his own life when his sister was killed in a drive-by shooting that inspired him to start working with kids in Houston's historically Latino Second Ward. At one point, Reyes was asked to write a Christmas play. He wanted to incorporate things like the Zoot Suit comeback happening in Houston at the time.
I patterned the whole story on the night before Christmas, but Chicano style. Like, there's no chimneys in the second ward here, so he busted in through the bathroom window.
Little did he know, a Houston legend was born. Each year, Pancho Claus added something new. He started a Pancho Claus band, he coordinated gift collections and giveaways, and he does something extra special on Christmas Day.
We're going to go out with lowriders and crews, and we go out to the poorest neighborhoods that we can find and just randomly give out gifts and come through, making a lot of noise, have police escorts.
Over the decades, he's reached tens of thousands of kids. Crystal Ramirez is an elementary school counselor and still remembers the day 26 years ago when Pancho Claus visited her school.
The cafeteria was full of students. He came in, he sang, he danced, we got teddy bears. And for us as students, it meant the world because we felt like Santa was in the building because he is the Santa.
She says Pancho Claus meant a lot to her as a kid and still does today.
In the Hispanic community and the community I grew up in right there in Southeast Houston, he was it. When you saw Pancho Claus coming, everybody was excited. He brings that cultural aspect because he does represent our community and he does give back to so many community causes within the neighborhood.
She says it's emotional to share Pancho Claus with her own students now. She joins them at an annual event which gives out thousands of toys, like basketballs and stuffed animals, to some of Houston's low-income students.
This group is called Navidad en el Barrio, and they give a good amount of presents to every kid here. There's 2,000 of them.
The event is a long-standing tradition for Pancho Claus, and Reyes continues to perform here, which is no small thing. In recent years, Reyes has had not one, but three heart attacks. It's got him thinking about who will carry on his tradition. Reyes has been a father to Renee Hernandez since he was a kid. Now Hernandez works with Reyes and performs in the Pancho Claus band.
Like during numbers, he would look at me and get off the mic, and then I'd jump in and he'd walk off stage and I'd be doing his thing. And then after the shows, he'd like to tell the audience, if you guys are wondering about the future of Pancho Claus, you just got a glimpse of it.
Hernandez says he imagines updating the look a bit. Tighter pants, a more modern fedora. But he says no matter what, the spirit of Pancho Claus will live on.
And that's what Pancho Claus has always been about. He's always said that Pancho Claus is not him. It's the people that put the events together. It's the mom and dads that bring the kids to events. It's everybody.
In the meantime, Richard Reyes says he plans to stay Pancho Claus for the foreseeable future. For The World, I'm Elizabeth Troval in Houston.